media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches today. We'll work those in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Quite the game that you had up at New Hampshire on Saturday. You guys get down 15-0, but get it back within one there in the fourth quarter for coming up a little short, 28-14. As you've gone back and looked at it, give me your impressions on the game.
Well, you kind of summed it up. I mean, we went into a hole early, didn't have much success offensively in the first half, had a couple of short yardage situations that didn't go our way, and going in the locker room knowing that, you know, it's still a close football game and we're playing reasonably well on defense, came out and obviously, you know, got it through the third quarter. I thought defensively we made some adjustments and played our tails off, and so did they, but we were... got it to 15-14, and we were just having our hands full with the O'Connor kid, and you got a big play. As soon as we got up 15-14, they got a big strike on us. We kind of took the wind out of our sails and had four opportunities after that to be able to try to get something in there, and obviously, forced the ball downfield a couple times and came up with a couple picks, and really disappointing. I thought that it was a game that was very winnable for us. You know, we knew we would have to play well at their place, and we didn't hit on all cylinders well enough to be able to win that type of game on the road versus a, highly ranked and deserving opponent.
Defensively, you talked about the big play to O'Connor that when it was 15-14, looking back at that game, it looked like you guys were able to get pretty good pressure on Knight. What makes him so tough to defend? It looked like he was able to extend quite a few plays.
Well, he's I mentioned a couple times going into the week, he's Houdini out there. I mean, he's a very slippery guy. He moves around well, and he's able to generate enough strength to be able to break some tackles. I thought our defensive front did a very good job of, to him. We got a number of good hits on him, that kind of thing, and was hoping we could knock a ball off of him. But, the one that really kind of put the nail in the coffin was the last, the last two touchdowns. I mean, the first one was just, not well-played ball on our part. Had a structure involved that should have been reasonably defended, at least for a catch tackle. We're inches away from making that play, but the kid made a play, and we didn't. And then the last one was really all about Trevor. I mean, he was bounced around back there. We had a couple of shots on him. He got out, scrambled to his left. And, we had a guy that was in man coverage, leave his man, and that's the person he found. And that was the last touchdown. So, I mean, certainly as we look at it from a defensive perspective, certainly avoidable and correctable. But you only get one shot, and we weren't able to capitalize on it on last Saturday, so we're on to Brown now.
You're just touching a little more on your defense. You guys hold New Hampshire, a team that traditionally is able to run the ball, to 52 yards on the ground. And then I also wanted you to come out and Quiddy Brown, seven tackles and interceptions in his first career start.
Yeah, I mean, I think, we like I said, we played well up front and did a number of good things in terms of, shutting down their run lanes. We opened them up to get into a pass attack, which I thought that Trevor's certainly a very good quarterback, didn't know that he could do the damage he did to us, but they stopped really working the run game a whole bunch and really went straight to the drop back pass and got in a lot of empty situations, so no back in the backfield. It was disappointing in terms of our pass coverage, but here as a first-time starter, did step up and play a nice game and had some numbers that represented his, his recognition there. But we got to count on him continuing to get better. He's just a redshirt freshman, and we got a lot of things he can work on as well.
We're here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming, and we've got an immediate question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from Alana Will with The Independent.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good, buddy. How you doing? Well,
I'm good. Looking ahead to this week, curious what your takeaway is from that Harvard-Brown game, having played Harvard and with Brown coming up.
You know, I mean, it's a rivalry game, and every coach will tell you, you know, a rivalry game, anything can happen in those things. You know, you look at a comparative score, everybody's sitting there trying to figure out, well, we beat Harvard and Harvard beat Brown. That stuff is all out the window. You know, Harvard's a good football team, and they got, you know, Brown in a hole early. In fact, got all the way up 35-38-2 going into the late in the third, early in the fourth, and then they brought another guy in, T.J. Lenta, and, you know, went straight empty backfield and five wides and were really sliced and diced all the way down the field, you know, throwing and completing. So it's going to be, it's a little bit of an enigma right now in terms of which direction they will go against us. You know, they're a talented group, you know, a solid group on and well-coached on all phases. So, you know, it's going to be a bloodbath, as it always is. You look at the history of that rivalry, it's really, you know, anybody's game in a rivalry game, and we're going to have to play extremely well to beat them.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Jim, I know you picked up a win at home over Brown a year ago, and I remember you telling me how big that was, just bragging rights, recruiting, you know, state pride, all that type of thing. Usually when you step out of conference in the middle of conference play, it's tough, but this one is obviously special to you guys. What does it mean for you guys to be able to get a win in this type of rivalry?
I think it means everything. You know, we circle that game, you know, on our practice plans, you know, number of days, countdown to Brown, all that kind of stuff, to keep that in front of the kids at all times. And it's, you know, it's a significant victory. I mean, there's a lot of people in this state that are, you know, very interested in the outcome of that football game. And the bragging rights piece is, you know, 100%, you know, correct. You know, the, you know, recruiting doesn't, we don't go against each other a lot in the recruiting component, but, you know, it is a piece right now, just a victory and a good rivalry game. That's something we draw attention to in recruiting. So, I mean, I think the biggest thing is just that, you know, we're locked in, they're going to be locked in, and it's going to be an interesting football game.
Before I let you go, I want to go back. Aaron Parker with another big play. Coach Mack was talking about it earlier, how they got you back in with that 75-yard TD pass, and you guys now five plays of 51 yards or better this year for touchdowns. Is that something that you, with Tyler's arm, I know the turnovers are frustrating to you, but that big play ability, has that been something that you guys feel like a couple times a game you're going to take some shots?
Well, we're going to take shots. I mean, you know, and we've been recipients of some big plays, and that's for through good execution. But it's something that I'm, you know, mentioned to our guys all the time, is that if you're defending the University of Rhode Island, that's the first place you start, eliminate the big plays. But, I mean, that's really not exclusive to our opponents. I mean, that's what almost every defense I've ever been a part of talks about when you enter any football game. But, you know, our situation needs to be, you know, to develop more consistency in the run game, to be able to go ahead and work our schemes more consistently down the field and establish drives. Because if you live and die by the big play, at some point in time, they will go away. And you can't put all your hopes on it. But when you're down 15-0, to know that you have the ability to get back in the game with a big strike, I think is comforting to everybody, and something that our offensive guys and coaches know that we need to take advantage of on a week-to-week basis.
All right, Jim, thanks as always for the time today. Good luck on Saturday up at Brown, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.